The state of Alaska has entered into a first-of-its-kind compact to let tribes and tribal organizations take over child welfare services in their communities. State officials say the new Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact, signed today at the 51st Annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in downtown Anchorage, is historic and unique in the United States. Its aim is to preserve Alaska Native culture through giving tribes and tribal organizations the ability to directly oversee local child welfare problems rather than social workers coming in from outside their communities, often resulting in children being removed from their communities. Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson says child services comprise some of the most difficult social work her department oversees. She thanked those who do it.
You see things that no adult should ever see about things that happen to children throughout our state. We know that is incredibly hard work, and so we offer our heartfelt kuleana for helping our children to be ultimately who they are meant to be.
The compact allows tribes and tribal organizations to assume certain responsibilities negotiated on an organization-by-organization basis that have been under the purview of the State Office of Children's Services. That includes assisting or conducting investigations of child welfare cases, the placement of children in out-of-home care, and licensing foster homes, among other things. Further along, there will also be decisions on how the state funds those services through the tribes and tribal organizations. Davidson says there are a variety of problems the compact aims to solve. One, she says, is that about 20% of all Alaska children are Alaska Native or American Indian, but Native kids represent more than half of those placed in out-of-home care.
That kind of disproportionality tells us that we know what we're doing right now isn't working and we can do better. Children and families have better outcomes when care is delivered closer to home.
The compact is based on the Alaska Tribal Health Compact, a similar agreement that gives authority to tribes and tribal organizations in managing health care. For Davidson, the health commissioner and Alaska Native herself, the issue of providing more tailored care for kids and families in need is an emotional one. During an interview, her eyes teared up and she jokingly blamed allergies. But Davidson had a somber tone, describing the messages she says she sees on social media all too often.
And they say, I've been told my mom is from this village. I'm wondering if anybody knows who my family is. And we see that all the time, and it is heartbreaking. And in my children's generation, I don't want them to see that anymore. I want our children to know who they are, to know what village they're from, to know what tribe they're from, and to have no question about their cultural connection.
Just before signing the compact, Governor Bill Walker told the convention attendees there may be similar tribal state agreements in the future.
This is just the beginning. There are things, more things we can do with the same process, and you guys have made a significant first step. Really, it's a recipe of what more we can do.
So far, 18 Alaska Native tribes or tribal organizations are part of the new compact, and negotiations to add others will be done on an annual basis, as more than 200 tribes and organizations watch, learn, and make decisions on how they want to handle child welfare services.